drives with a submissive mind. They're in the lane. Oncoming traffic. Still a good driver. They got the right of way. You trying to enter in, say good driver. A good driver does what? Get over. Or slow down so the other person can what? Can we get some good Christians up in here? That will get to the point that though you have the right of way, you're going to either move over or slow down so your brother or sister can get in the lane. Can I get a witness? Can we live with that mindset that, you know what, I'm just going to ease over to let my brother have it this time. I'm just going to ease over so my sister, it may not be according to my taste. It may not even be according to my thought. It may not even be done according to my time. But brother, sister, come on in and have it your way this time. Story of a young girl and boy, they broke up. Say selfish ambition. Don't do things when it's talking about selfish ambition where you got to be number uno. You got to be number one. Story of a young boy and young girl that were dating, they broke up. All of a sudden, out of the blue, she called him back up. She said, you know what? I just can't stop thinking about you. She said, matter of fact, I think about you all the time. She said, matter of fact, I don't want to live another second without you. How much did you get when you hit the lottery? Say selfish ambition.
Selfish ambition.
Say selfish ambition. She ain't wanted that dude. She wanted his money. What am I saying in a nutshell? I'm ending with this. Say shifting. From selfishness to selflessness. From being full of myself to being empty of myself. What am I trying to say? He said, do nothing with selfish ambition. But with the lowliness of mind, the submissive mind, look not only for your own interest, but on the interest of others. What Paul is trying to say, and what I'm trying to show you, when you are entitled to something, will you esteem your brother or sister? Okay, I'm closing my Bible and tell you, what am I talking about with this? Say entitled. Meaning I got a right to this. But instead of me exercising my right to reign, you have it. Amen. There's a great picture of this in the Bible. Amen. God has called Abram. God shows up. He said, Abram, get away from your family, from your kindred, unto a place that I'm going to show you. And the Bible says, Abram and Sarah departed, and Lot went with them. God had blessed Abram so much, it overflowed on Lot. I'm in the book, y'all. What my last point is, we got to learn to live with the submissive mind. Giving the right of way to somebody else, even in certain cases, they may not even deserve it. There came a time when Lot's herdsmen and Abram's herdsmen got to what? Fire. Y'all read the Bible sometime. I'm telling y'all. Genesis 12, 13. They got to fighting. And Abram, representing that mature believer. Get that. See, mature believers look at situations totally different from spoiled brats. And spiritual brats. Abraham understood one thing. God was with him. And because he understood that God was with him, he went to Lot. As Bernie said, my brother, this can't be with us. You choose whatever direction you want to go in. and I'll choose the opposite. If you go to the north, I'll go to the south. If you go to the east, I'll go to the west. What Abraham was saying, I know that God is with me. And I'm not a spoiled brat. I am entitled to what God said I can have. But in spite of that, I'm going to esteem my brother better than myself. And that's where we're trying to get this church to be. That we'll get to a point that we will do that. That we'll begin to esteem one another above ourselves. Say shifting. From selfishness to selflessness. Now today we got information about being selfless. Next week we're going to see an illustration of being selfless. Let's stand to our feet.